Reality shows can be addictive. Even if you say you don't watch them, you've probably at least watched one. And Netflix has released a new one where the contestants had no idea what was going on. I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. I had the opportunity to talk to a radio personality from Maine who was a contestant on the show.
Hi, my name is Haley, and you can catch me on Netflix's Surviving Paradise. Was that good?
It was really good. It sounded like maybe they worked with you. Did they do a little bit of media training with any of you guys?
Honestly, no. I think I just lucked out, like, being in radio and, like, having that side of it, because they didn't prepare us for anything, Lexi, quite honestly.
Really? I thought anybody I've talked to that's been on a reality show before has told me that they go over, like, how to deal with the media and answer questions.
Yeah, so a little bit here and there. Like, they'll answer our questions if we don't know what to say in certain things. And they tell us what not to talk about in terms of, like, production stuff and just those types of secrets. But there really wasn't the type of media training I was expecting and or hoping for.
Well, and a lot of times when I talk to somebody who's on a TV show that was just released, they have to see the questions ahead of time, too. So I was surprised that your production company didn't require that.
Yeah, we're just winging it today, Lexi.
Well, good. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Explain the premise of the show Surviving Paradise.
Absolutely. So for people who love reality TV, I think the best way to describe it is it's kind of like Survivor and Big Brother had a baby. But if that means nothing to someone, basically the 12 of us spend time in a camp, living outdoors. We spend time fighting to get ourselves into this beautiful, gorgeous villa with the end goal to be staying in the villa and winning $100,000 at the end.
And then you find out kind of like halfway through the whole thing that $100,000 is actually significantly more.
Yes, they end up doubling it to our surprise. So exactly, it just gets a little more competitive halfway through the challenge when it's $200,000.
What were your plans if you won the money? What were you going to do with it?
I had so many dreams, Lexi. Honestly, I was going to buy a house. Get it. You worked in radio. There's hardly any money in radio. So your girl was going to survive and also, you know, buy a home, maybe invest a little bit. But, you know, you win some, you lose some, I guess.
Was the money the motivating factor to try and get on a show like this?
Not necessarily. I'm super competitive, so it's always been my dream to kind of be in that type of setting. Money is just a cherry on top, and obviously that would have been amazing. But even though I didn't take home the cash, obviously, I really enjoyed the competition and the game, and that fed my soul in a different way.
Well, and also, I mean, you were in the beginning, you were in the camp, but you spent most of the show in the villa.
Sure did.
So it kind of was a real nice vacation for you.
Honestly, yeah. Even if I didn't win money, when else am I going to go to Greece for free and spend time in this gorgeous villa? So that was pretty great. I ended up spending about a week at camp and then the rest of my time in the villa.
And so you said you were in Greece. Where in Greece were you?
Yeah, so it was in this very remote location called Lefkada in Greece, where they definitely weren't expecting us there, or in terms of, like, the residents there. You could tell people were like, what the hell is going on? Who are these people? So that was kind of funny. I don't know that a lot of things get filmed in Lefkada. Maybe we were our first.
Probably. And, you know, they never mentioned it was Greece throughout the whole show, and I actually had to look it up. Did you get a chance to go explore the rest of the country when you guys were done?
I wish. No, we got one day after filming, which I'm grateful we at least got a day. So we had a little party at the end. But no, we didn't get to explore too much, unfortunately. So I'd definitely love to go back to Greece someday.
It looked really beautiful where you were. I understood why you guys were trying so hard to get in that villa, man. That was a really cool place.
It was so stunning.
The first thing that you say to the camera is that you've got golden retriever vibes.
Yes, ma'am.
I really like that. I've never heard that before. What are golden retriever vibes?
Golden retriever vibes are, you know, friendly, loyal, someone who will always come to your beck and call. You know, just like really excited at all times is kind of where I'm at.
And were you going into it like that too? You wanted to be friendly and well-liked. You weren't going to be cutthroat.
Exactly. Yeah. Even though I am competitive, it was really important to me to stay true to who I am and my personality. I mean, my personality is also my job. So right. I wasn't trying to go on this show and be someone who I'm not and just be totally different. So yeah, I knew I was going to go in there and I was just going to try to make friends like I do in life, I suppose.
Well, you made it really, really far. Now, the premise is none of you knew what the contest was. And I've had trouble deciphering the contest when the show first started. I was like, what are they competing for? What was like, what did they tell you it was when you were auditioning for it? What did you think was supposed to happen?
Almost, I knew almost nothing. So yeah. Not involved in this is I had applied to be on a show called The Circle on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah.
And at that time, they weren't casting for it, but the production company reached back out and was like, we have this new show. Can't really tell you anything about it, but if you want to apply, we think you'd be good for it. So that's how I got involved in this mystery, which was kind of, I'm like, yeah, it's a competition. And I knew it was for money. That was pretty much all I knew.
Right.
So I just kept going through the interview process, not really fully thinking I'd actually make it there. But then finally, it got to a point where they were like, we want to send you to Greece. And even at that point, they didn't guarantee I was going to be on any show. The audition process continued in Greece, which I thought was kind of crazy.
Oh.
So, yeah. So even going out there, there was no guarantee that I was going to make it on the show.
Wait, they sent you to Greece without knowing if you were for sure going to be on the show?
Yes,
Did the
ma'am.
Show start right after that then? Did you go to Greece and then start filming once you got on it and finish the interview?
So we had about a 10-day quarantine due to COVID. So in that quarantine period, we had to do another interview. So actually that intro you saw where I talk about being a golden retriever, that was all part of the Grease audition, essentially. That video was done before I even knew I was going to be on the show.
So this was filmed a little, was it filmed in 2020?
It was actually filmed last summer. So in 2022.
Okay. And there's still COVID.
Exactly. And Greece was
going on.
Right. And Greece was extra strict on that. In fact, we were supposed to film even earlier than that. And they weren't even letting people in Greece from America. So, you know, they were being super cautious there. But yeah, I found out maybe a day or two before that I was going to be on the show. Right.
Oh, my God. Filming. Now it makes more sense why none of you knew what was going on. What did you think this was going to be a luxurious thing that you were doing the whole time?
Deciphered some things like that just by the questions they were asking me in interviews.
Right.
You know, they asked me a lot about luxury and like kind of how bougie am I, but I also got some questions, you know, I live in Maine, so I got some specific questions like, oh, living in Maine, like, are you outdoorsy, do you enjoy camping and things like that. So by those questions I had a feeling in the back of my mind that was going to come into play.
Okay.
But just like you as a viewer throughout the whole show, none of us had any idea what was going on.
That's crazy.
The twists and turns, that was all for real.
Did they give you a contract before it started that you had to sign? Did you read it?
Yeah. Oh yes.
I say most people don't.
But at least I know I did.
I'm impressed.
Like a liability, you know, liability contract to make, you know, if anything happened, they're not liable for it. Luckily we all did survive.
Right. Well, I mean, it was camping. However, I do camping. What you guys were doing was really easy camping.
Not bad. I think a lot of the people who were cast have never slept outside before, and that was very unfamiliar. So, but for me, like, I just kind of had myself a time, you know. I could have enjoyed a more variety of foods. I think the rice and beans got old after a while, but I mean, what are you going to do?
Were you disappointed when you found out that it was camping and you were going to have to sleep outside?
I was excited. The outside part was, you know, it got really cold. And that was probably my least favorite part. I could have used a tent maybe, but I was excited. I mean, for me, what a dream. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I have a chance to win all this money on a reality show. I was just excited and happy to be there.
It seems like it would be fun. When we were watching it, I was like, I kind of would like to do the camping part of it. I don't think I'd be upset about it. This is like really the camping.
Lexi, season two, I'm telling you. Let's get you in there.
I don't know about that. are you a camper and do you like the outdoors? How did you answer those questions on the whatever they gave you when you were auditioning.
So honestly, I don't go out of my way to go camping. Like I went plenty as a kid. I'm used to it. I've done it before. In my adult life, I don't really go out of my way to do that. I think the most outdoorsy thing I do is maybe a hike here and there, but okay. I'm also not afraid of it. So I wasn't too pressed on that.
Well, you didn't have to stay there forever. How long were you out there camping? What was it? Because you pretty much stayed outside camping and then you got into that villa and you never left.
Darn tootin'. So I was at camp for about a week. And then I would say about a week and a half to 2 weeks in the villa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you were camping out, are there mosquitoes there in that portion of Greece? Was it annoying?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. The bugs were a problem, especially in the bathroom. I kind of got used to them at night, which sounds messed up. But the bathroom situation was pretty gross. And they were just everywhere. The ants, there were red ants biting people. So could have lived without that. But it was also part of the adventure.
Right. Now, you guys ate rice and beans pretty much when you were out there camping. They gave it to you. You had an allotted amount.
Yes.
Could you go like foraging and hunting for your own food while you were out there?
Yeah. So we did also have chickens, which was nice. So the chickens laid eggs. So that was another form of like protein that we could have.
Okay. And I'm not even sure I noticed those chickens.
I'm a little disappointed at how little they showed the chickens because they were a big part of my experience.
How weird.
But after I left camp, so I wasn't a part of this, but I know they went and found some herbs and other types of things.
Oh, they did.
So I know they use that for the rice and beans later, but I'm someone who's just gonna eat a plant in the woods that I'm not familiar with. You know what I mean? Like the rice and beans, I'm like, that's safe. I know what that is. I don't know. I've had poison ivy too many times in my life to just start eating plants in the woods, especially in a foreign country that I've never been to before.
Did anybody like get sick or anything from the stuff that you guys had to eat?
Less sick, more like definitely constipated, because I'll tell you, rice and beans do not move through you. They are a brick in your stomach. So that was an issue, but I don't think anyone got super sick.
Okay, that's good. Were you hungry the whole time you were outside then? The whole time you were camping, were you like, man, I wish I had a burger?
Dude, I was so constipated that it didn't matter. My stomach was like, you can't fit in here anyway. There's no space. You can't fit a foot in here. So I guess that kind of worked out, Lexi, because I really was fine.
How far was that camp from the actual villa? Because it looked like it was right there.
Oh, yes. I would say not 3 minute walk, perhaps.
Could you hear them partying and stuff?
Yes, very faintly, but you could hear music if it was blasting for sure.
Did it make you feel bad when they were in there partying and listening to music and drinking champagne and you guys were all out there camping?
Was a bummer, but I was just having fun. About camp, that was really nice. That I don't know that it got showed in the show as much as it could have, but at camp was kind of fun because we could just talk and kind of bond all day.
Right.
So that was the space where I feel like the cast really got to know each other. And don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about being in the villa and being able to shower and use a bed, but that was a little more superficial, if you will, rather than being stripped down at camp. So we really did have a lot of fun at camp, even if they were partying at the villa.
The villa. When you got into the villa, what's the first thing that you did?
Eat. They had pizza, eat, and have a little tequila, Lexi. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if my stomach was ready for tequila, but it took in a little bit of that, took in some pizza, and then a shower was third place.
I mean, it looked like they were feeding you gourmet meals in that place. Like, was there just delicious food around you all the time?
Oh, yes. They kept us stocked up in the villa, which was really nice.
So I had read that there was actually a storm in the middle of the filming and you guys had to halt filming for a little bit.
Yes. So that actually occurred after I was eliminated. So,
oh, really? It must have been towards the very end because you made it very far.
Yes, we had a brief storm where we had to wear ponchos at camp, but it wasn't that serious. The real storm happened, and I got to be in a nice little hotel by myself just crying because I got eliminated from a competition show. So it felt like it was the mood for that storm, but yeah, they had to take a day off from filming for that.
So what was the very worst part of camping?
Oh, honestly, nights sleeping, it was so, I can't even stress how cold it was, Lexi. And they gave us clothes, but nothing thick. Like, it, we were just kind of bare bones. There were nights where, and I was in my little hammock. So there were nights where I was shivering so hard, my hammock is a swinging. And there were times where I'm like, Haley, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to sleep at all, because I mean, I was never going to leave because I'm too much of a tough cookie for that and to let anyone see me give up. Right. But internally, I was like, I might not sleep the entire time I'm at camp. And if that's the case, I was this close to cuddling a chicken. That's how desperate it was.
They're very warm.
I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. Today, I'm talking with Haley, who is a contestant on Netflix's new reality show, Surviving Paradise.
What was the best part of the villa?
Ooh, really? Sleeping in a regular bed, as crazy as that sounds, just not the hammock. It did what it had to do, but that's not good for anyone's spine, you know? So sleeping in a real bed, and of course, showers were a perk as well.
Now, you guys had, like, when you were in the villa, you had roommates, like there was two to a room?
Yes,
and
yes.
And you happened to be rooming with the girl that hooked up.
Oh, with Taylor.
Yes. The girl and the dude that hooked up. It seemed very college dormy because they were there in the bed next to you. What was that all about? Tell me the deal.
Another thing that wasn't super shown in the show, but the three of us were very close. Specifically, you know, me and Shay had a really strong alliance. So the three of us kind of became three musketeers, and it was what it was. You know, it was describing it like a college dorm is quite accurate. And I was like, canoodling is where I draw the line. Like, let's not do anything above canoodling while I'm in the room. And I think they stayed true to that. So I really appreciate that.
But you're not 100% sure.
I never could be. But they promised. And I also feel like if something really spicy happened, they would have showed it because they would have loved that.
Right. did you hook up with anybody? Was there a romantic interest for you?
Oh, no. So I'm in a relationship. So,
oh, you are?
Yes, I got a boo. So, yes, me and Lalise were the only two on the show who were in relationships going in, which was kind of funny because when it all began, everyone else thought it was about to be a dating show. Right. And the two of us kind of had in the back of our heads, like, they wouldn't do that to us. So luckily it didn't end up being that. And luckily I didn't have to fall in love on TV because I don't know if I have the strength for that.
Right, I know. What does your boo think about this whole thing? What do they think about you being on the show and how you were portrayed?
So thankfully he's also very happy with how I was portrayed. Like, for a year and a half, as you can imagine, that's what's been in the back of both of our minds this whole time. Like, how's the edit going to come out? What am I going to look like?
Yeah.
You start to forget the things that you said a year and a half ago. So watching it, we binged watched it the day it came out together, and the weight just lifted off both of our shoulders because it's me. Like, it feels very like, okay, that's accurate to who I am. I can't be upset about it. But it was stressful leading up to that, Lexi, and definitely being apart and not being able to speak for that long of a period of time was difficult as well. But we made it to the other side.
So how long did you have to wait? How long between production ended and the show coming out? What period of time was that? How much?
About a year and a half.
That is a really long time to keep your mouth shut about everything. Did you have to like keep your mouth shut about even being on the show for a certain amount of time as well?
Yeah, like some people knew, like people close to me who would notice that I'm gone for 6 weeks obviously knew, but I couldn't talk about any of the details of it. So it definitely feels good to be able to do that now.
I'm sure. Now, who was your favorite person on the show?
Oh, Copen.
Okay.
That was such a quick answer. I love Copen. Me, Copen, and Shay. I should add Shay to that as well. We all, three of us had a really tight alliance. But I love, I was going to say mostly everyone, but I think I loved everybody. Me and Aaron got super tight. Of course, Taylor, we shared a lot of time and energy together. Eva is another person I got really close to on the show, too.
Who's your least favorite person on the show?
She's trying to get the tea. I can tell you who mine is.
My least.
I want to hear all about that, too. You know, this is going to sound like such a political answer, but I really do love everyone. I think part of it is because as a competitive person and as someone who wanted and needed to win a lot of money, I can understand people doing things that might not be completely in their character because they're in a game. So, I mean, there were people I didn't trust in the game, which I openly talk about on the show. But I think not trusting versus like just not liking them is different. Like, right. You know, I try to see people as a real human and also on the Netflix show. So there were definitely people I didn't trust on the game. And that's, right. I can imagine what you might say.
It was, and I can't answer. Remember their name. It was I think she might be non-binary, or they might be non-binary. The person with the short hair. What was Tabitha. Their name? Tabitha. Yes. Tabitha. And every time I watched it, I thought, I bet you in real life I'd be friends with that person. But on the show, I hate them.
Exactly. And that's exactly it. Like, Tab was a great villain and was playing hard and, you know, came in super hot. And I have to respect that because that was their game. You know, everyone's going to play a game differently. And I know Tab is in a similar category as me, as someone who is a hustler and really could have used that money. So I don't judge them on, you know, some of the things they did.
Playing the game.
Exactly.
So you told me a little bit about the audition process. Why do you think they ultimately chose you?
You know, I think they chose just generally this cast because we were all types of people who would have a difficulty backstabbing each other. I think they picked people who had good enough hearts that we were going to struggle with that. So for me in particular, I think that they liked that about me. I think they liked that I'm desperate to be liked and knew that I would be really annoying about that. And I also think that they liked that I wasn't necessarily an outdoorsy person. I think maybe they thought I would suffer more than I did, but those are the reasons I think they went in my direction.
I think also it had to do with your big personality.
Oh, thank you.
And your style, your sense of flair. Did the outfits that you guys wore, especially when you were in the villa and they had you dressing up to party every night, did they supply those outfits or did they say bring some fancy clothes?
So for the most part, they did not. Those were our clothes. The exceptions were we had a Coachella party and we had like a white tie party or something. Yeah. And they did bring in clothes for that. But honestly, Lexi, nothing fit your girl. Like everyone else had outfits that fit them. And God bless. Like I'm not going to be, you know, a pain about it. But nothing fit me. I think I did wear that sequin jacket, which
was not
mine.
That's what I wanted
to
know about, the sparkly pantsuit. That's the one. I was like, is that hers?
That is, I'm proud to say that is mine. And you know what, Lexi? I had someone who watched the show DM me about that outfit on Instagram because they loved it and was wondering where I got it. And I bought that thing so long ago that I mailed this stranger my sparkly outfit. So it's no longer in my possession. Some girl in Ohio, bless her, she's going to wear it for her birthday and I hope she rocks it.
That is so selfless of you.
Oh, like, you know, it's part of it's a little selfish, if I'm being honest, because that thing sheds like crazy. You wear that and there is glitter everywhere. And I think I've tortured my boyfriend enough by wearing it that it's my honor to pass it on to someone new.
I'm happy for that girl. That's really cool that you did that. How long did filming last? How long were you in Greece for?
So the filming portion was about 3 weeks long and then about a week and a half of the quarantine. So it ended up being about 6 weeks out there.
So that's a long time to be gone from your career as your main, is your main job a radio personality?
Yeah. So luckily the radio station was super supportive and excited about it. So we worked it out and we had it, you know, I got to give them credit because they had faith in me long before I did. They were kind of planning for me to leave for that long, like when I started auditioning. And I'm like, guys, pump the brakes. Like, we don't even know anything yet. So it didn't come as a surprise to them. So I think that helped too.
That is really nice. It's very cool that they were. And I noticed they never ask you guys what you do for a living. So you didn't even get to promote yourself on the show.
What the hell? I know. I wish they gave us more, a little more of a backstory for everyone, even just like age, where you live and your occupation, I think would have been good because I would have loved to have plugged myself.
Well, and of course I know every program director loves it when you can get your calls or your radio show out there on TV and on Netflix show would be a big deal. You did get some local attention though, from the local news.
Yes. So that was really cool. You know, that's one of the great things about Maine is we're very tight-knit here. And this isn't a type of thing that really happens very often to people in Maine. So it was cool that local media were really excited to talk about it, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. You cried on camera twice. How are you feeling about that?
You know, I'm a sensitive girl, and I kind of felt like it was bound to happen. But I wasn't the first to cry.
No, uh-uh.
After whoever, I don't even remember who was the first cry, but after that, I was like, I'm good. You know, it was all so raw, and it just came over me, Lexi, especially at the end when I'm crying about coping. That was just, we were super tight and I was really feeling that. I didn't even cry when I got eliminated, but I was like, not my coping.
I noticed that.
It is, you know, it is what it is. I cried on TV, but at least I'm not alone.
And when you did get eliminated, you actually danced on your way out, you did a little twerk, shake your ass thing.
I've seen that, Lexi. It's all in the details. I did work my way out of the villa. I was like, you're not gonna get me out of here on a sad note. Like, I'm gonna throw some ass
right
on my way out of here.
It was beautiful. I loved it. And I thought, she can't be that bummed out, because I mean, she just twerked for everybody on the way out. She was going out with a bang. I'm loving it.
Exactly. I figure, you know, I already lost, so I might as well just keep living my best life. What else am I gonna do?
So you also are in real life, a DJ. You like DJ gigs. You go out and DJ events.
Has
the show helped either your radio show and or your DJ gigs?
Yeah, I think it can only help, you know, it's just extra exposure. So, you know, I already am pretty booked and busy as of right now, but I do think and hope that it's going to bring more opportunities my way. I think it's just an extra tool that I have, which is cool.
Have you been like recognized out randomly in public yet?
Nothing crazy. I will not to toot my horn, but I kind of get that on a level already just because I live in a small place and just local radio personality. So nothing extra really since the show, but I welcome it with open arms if it happens.
I'm sure it will happen. Have people called your radio show to tell you that they saw it and stuff?
Yes, I've had listeners email me or DM me, super excited. A lot of people being like, you know, we knew we liked you from the radio, but seeing that, it's like, oh, that really is you. And I think that just cemented for people that who I am on the radio is also me in real life, which is cool. I want people to know that, obviously. Right.
Yeah. Do you still keep in touch with anybody that was on the show?
Yeah, we all actually pretty much keep in touch. We actually all got together in Miami the weekend before the show came out, which was super dope because
fun.
I really wanted to see everybody before it came out because, of course, it comes out. There's animosity. You know, people are going to see things they didn't expect to see and what have you. So it was nice that we kind of got a hurrah. And there's a lot of us, so I don't know when else we're ever going to be able to get that big of a group of us together again. But outside of that, I've been to Oklahoma to see Shay and Copen. Justin lives in Boston, which is pretty close to me. And we had a bunch of people come up last year for our birthday and we celebrated in Boston together. So we've done a few trips and we do all stay close because we all had a weird experience together. So it's like, might as well.
Right. I feel like it's something that it will always bond you guys. It is a weird experience for a long time. It's a decent amount of time you were hanging out together.
Yeah. And it was confusing for all of us, too. So I think it's a trauma bond, if you will.
Are you happy you did it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Super happy I did it. As a reality TV fan, it was so cool for me to see the other side of that world. I really enjoyed that. And just what a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, when else am I going to get sent to Greece, be a little bit questionable about what's actually happening to me, and, you know, sit alone in a hotel room for 10 days with nothing to do on quarantine? Like, these are things that will probably never happen again in my lifetime. So I have absolutely no regrets about it.
If you had to do it all over again, would you do it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I hope I do get the chance to do something like this again, whether it's, you know, something with this show or something different.
I was going
to
ask next. Are you going to audition for some more reality shows, or is there more reality Haley in the future?
You know what? I'm just going to say yes, because I'm a believer in manifesting. I have nothing to back that up yet. But But I'm gonna say yes. I still would love to do The Circle. I mean, that was the original dream. And yeah. I'm so glad I did Surviving Paradise, but that hasn't left my mind. So I'd still love to do that. I'm a big Survivor fan, but I don't know how well I would do. I think I'm gonna give it a try though, Lexi. You know, I mean, I kind of did like a little toddler version of it. Maybe the real version's down the line. We'll see.
They really make them camp out for real in Survivor, though.
I know. In the physical challenges, I think I would struggle with. So if I was gonna do Survivor, I would train. I would starve myself for weeks, Lexi. No,
you should. What about Naked and Afraid?
Oh, I don't think I could do any of the naked ones. That's not for me.
It's a little bit too far.
Far. Yeah, I mean, I respect it and I love to watch, but I think that's where I have to draw a line for myself.
I just don't want to be out in the wilderness without any underwear or shoes on.
Exactly. Like, it was enough having to wear the same crusty underwear for a week. Imagine nothing. It's not for me.
What are your favorite reality shows? Which ones do you watch the most?
Yeah, I would say Survivor is up there for me for sure. But I also love, even outside of competition games, big Jersey Shore fan. If we're really going back into reality TV, you know, love all those like old school MTV reality shows, Big Brother. I do a game show. I think that's fun and quirky too. So you never know. Maybe Beat Shazam, I think I'd be good at.
I think we're going to see you on another reality show sometime in the future. And I hope we do. Is there going to be a season 2 of this show?
I'm sure, to be honest with you. I hope so. I think that only helps us on season 1 if there is, to be honest. So fingers crossed they come through with the season 2. I do know they made a German version already, though. Oh. I don't know the details about that, but there is a German version of our show out there somewhere.
In German. I won't be able to understand it.
You and I both, but what did it say?
If someone wanted to listen to your radio show, where would they find you?
Absolutely. So it is called Hot Radio Maine, WHTP, if you are a radio nerd and want to look it up that way. You can find us on TuneIn Radio app, iHeartRadio, all of those little apps that you got for radio stations.
And you're the Night Jock, 7 to midnight?
That's it.
Okay. Yes. And then you also have a podcast.
Yes. You did your research, Lexi. I love that about you. Yes. So me and my best friend, Becca, have a podcast called Fever Dream Diaries. There's a season out currently, but we also have some special edition Surviving Paradise episodes on the way if you wanted to stay tuned for those.
Okay. So I'm going to have a link to that. I'll have a link to all your socials when I post this podcast. Before I let you go, do you have any advice for someone that is maybe trying to get on a reality show themselves?
Yes, I would say be persistent. If you really want to be on a show, keep trying, keep persevering, because you might not hear anything back the first 100 times you reach out to casting people. But also be yourself if you're going to do that, because I just think if you're trying to be on reality TV just to be something you're not, it's going to be evident and you know, people can see right through that. So be yourself with the casting people. Go through that whole process and Godspeed. Enjoy the process.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I feel like you've won at life.
Thank you. You know what? Me too. So it's all good. I appreciate you taking the time. This was awesome.
Links to Haley's radio station, podcast, her socials, the show, and more are listed with this podcast. Thanks for joining me this week on Delightfully Different. Coming up next week, I talk to an actor and comedian who was a strike captain during the SAG-AFTRA strike. If you or someone you know lives life differently, email me, lexiontheradio@gmail.com. That's LEXI ontheradio@gmail.com, or go to delightfullydifferentpodcast.com. Until next Thursday, have a delightful week.